The Sea Bee and the Spider King. Fandom Sherlock BBC. Written and read by Fresney. Warnings for Omegaverse. Jimmy's ma shut his door with his da's own gun when Jim was but a year old. His aunt raised him up. She was a sorry soul. Beta instincts always trying to mother him, always knowing that he was the cuckoo in the nest. He used that sorry guilt, made her buy him a computer, made her buy him all sorts of things she couldn't understand, and kept the keep out on the door. They both called it quits when he was 16, and his alpha presentation put the cap on what he already knew about himself. He ruined her credit to get started. Tech wasn't cheap. Jimmy from IT slunk out of his NetOps cave, where he'd been laying the sweetest Blackheart action, to work its way through BART Technical. The hardest attack to defend against was the one that came from inside. For the people who were real, he wasn't named anything as stupid as Jimmy. He was Spider King. Everyone was in his web. He was the Napoleon of hackers. He was the Caesar. He was the best. He'd hacked into 30 separate financial institutions this year, and with a little bug in BART's routers, he'd have a backdoor pass into at least 100 more. Malls, one of the developers, was nattering on about the next UAT release, and he really couldn't care a flying F when they went into developer territory, and there was Sherlock Holmes, CB himself, hacked the London Exchange when he was 9. At 11, he'd cracked a key vulnerability in whatever lame cryptography the world thought was safe at the time, and had electronic bees flying around half the government computer monitors. They still cropped up time to time. CB with his hands flying over a keyboard, all the blinds drawn and the light of his monitor shining on the angles of his face. CB moved on his ergonomic blue ball chair, a sound that went straight to Spider King's prick. Spider King wanted to yell, "Look up, CB! See, the Spider King is right next to you!" Because they were rulers electronic, they chose their own names. He wanted to give himself a quick stroke, because wasn't he getting blue balls just looking at him? Spider King might be an alpha, but he'd always figured Rutten was for mouth breathers. But maybe what he'd needed all along was a beta man, this beta man. CB glanced in the other direction. "John, I said I'm not breastfeeding it." There was an Omega slick tail sitting in a chair with his legs up. Disgusting creature, was as enormous as a whale. "I heard you the first time, Sherlock. I also said, as anyone who didn't delete sex ed, it doesn't work that way for male betas. But you've been working around the clock since I entered my trimester." Moles had drifted over to the Omega, a pathetic beta that she was. She looked like she desperately wanted to ask to touch the disgusting mound. Instead, she said, "John, Sherlock, this is Jimmy. He's my..." She smiled shyly. "He's the one I've been telling you about, from IT." CB, who hadn't looked to see that Spider King was standing there, said,
"I always work these hours."
The Omega chuckled. "You cleaned the kitchen. Face it, Sherlock. Instincts are kicking in. You're trying to provide for the baby. Also, my apologies. Pleasure to meet you, Jimmy. Maul speaks very highly of you." CB grunted and finally looked in their direction.
"Ah, there you are, Mauls. I could use a coffee. And John needs more juice."
The Omega groaned. "Sherlock, the baby is playing bongos on my bladder as it is. Malls, you don't need to bring me anything." Spider King wanted to scream at the slick tail. Not to call CB Sherlock. It wasn't his name. He cleared his throat.
So CB, I didn't know you'd joined us here at BART's. Also, haven't seen you dark side for a while."
There, that should be enough to tip CB off that Spider King was a fellow Dark Code writer. CB's eyes shimmering with monitor light scanned over him. Another guttural sound as CB moved on his chair. Spider King could feel it in his bones. His prick gave a jolt.
said CB, and his voice. Spider King had known his code was excellent, but his voice was delicious.
I've gone into the private sector recently after... He glared at the room's security camera. Big Brother finally got out of my way.
The Omega groaned, and CB leapt up, his blue ball rolling against Spider King's legs. He surreptitiously placed his hand on the warmed space where CB had been sitting.
What? Have you gone into labor? Is it starting?
CB was staring into the Omega's eyes and clutching at his hands.
Relax. Braxton Hicks contractions.
The Omega heaved himself to his feet.
Gotta walk it off.
He looked down. I can't even see my own feet.
Spider King wanted to sniff that it was the Slicktail's own fault for opening his legs for any alpha that wanted to rut with him.
When CB said practically the same thing because they were on the same wavelength. His gorgeous hands tightened over the Omega's elbow.
If you hadn't gone away for that weekend with Gruner, he wouldn't have been able to...
The Omega smiled up at CB. Then I wouldn't have needed a bigger flat and moved in downstairs. My own fault for not taking the damned afterheat.
And being the downside of 30. Last chance and all that.
CB let go of the Omega.
Finally!
And crossed his arms, folding in on himself in a way that had Spider King wanting to wrap his arms around him and put his spider's kiss all over that gorgeous neck.
Hey, it's okay, said the Omega,
daring to put his own hand on the CB's shoulder.
It all worked out.
You hacked into Gunner's private network and got the evidence that he slipped me something. Made it more than just my word against his.
CB folded himself even smaller, his gorgeous pale neck aching for Spider King's bite.
I don't like to think about him, about what he did.
You and me both, but the Omega dared to hold CB's face in his hands. I got something wonderful out of it.
He kissed him, and it was only right that the Slicktail was crying. When he finally moved away, he put one of CB's gorgeous hands to rest on the disgusting curve of his sickening belly. And Spider King just wanted to rip it off. Rip it off!
The blue ball squeaked at the pressure of his fist. I'd like to think we both did.
CB dashed a hand across his eyes, no doubt an allergic reaction to the Slicktail's disgusting pregnant stench. Spider King was ready to vomit from where he was standing.
Mole sniffed. Aren't they amazing? After all they've been through.
Spider King glared at her, and if he'd had a death ray, she would have been ashes.
The Omega coughed.
Sorry about that, mate. Normally I'm not such a waterworks. Pregnancy hormones have me up and down.
He patted CB's shoulder.
Now I'm off to the loo before they...
He waved to the security camera.
Revoke my British citizenship.
The Omega and Mauls left the room, and Spider King finally was alone with the CB, who turned his laser attention on Spider King.
He said in a deep voice, just for him, "My connection's weak down here. Could I borrow your tablet?"
Spider King almost came in his pants at the thought. That was so intimate, and they just met. He handed it over and got a graze of CB's finger against his own as his tablet passed hands. He held his breath as CB moved through some screens, made the tablet roll over and be his Omega.
Spider King's breath was already coming fast when CB looked up and said, "Spider King."
It wasn't a question. Still, he had to ask, "How did you know?"
CB arched an eyebrow.
"You called me CB, which is an online moniker that I haven't used in 8 years.
He glanced back up at the security camera.
"You mentioned the darknet, and..."
He turned the tablet around, and there was a bit of code Spider King had been noodling with.
"This is better than a signature, if you know what you're looking for."
Spider King let out a shuddering breath.
"Should I..." He didn't know what came next. "Send you my deets?"
"No need."
CB strode over to the door and turned around and winked at him.
"I'll be in touch."
Spider King squeaked with a sound that only dogs could hear.
Then, glancing around, he closed the door and locked it. He felt wonderfully exposed, like a nerve. He jerked off on the blue ball. He was going to be seeing Seabee. He messaged his BFF, old Shikari, with the news, and got 3 exclamation points as a reply, which was true after a fashion. When corporate security appeared at his desk and escorted him out of the building, or they handed him over to the authorities, Seabee wasn't even there. Seabee testified at Spider King's trial, speaking the most elegant explanation of Spider King's code. Too bad everyone there was too stupid to get it. He wanted to ask why. He did ask why, and they were only 2 feet from each other. Seabee looked at him for a long moment. "Because I'm 221 Grey Hat now." And left Spider King standing there while he took a baby out of that disgusting Omega's arms. He left. He left. 221 Grey Hat left. Spider King was Nappy Crime 6666 now. He'd moved on. Seabee was yesterday. He was ordinary. Now the woman 999. There was someone who knew how to code. Nappy Crime 666 was just biding his time in prison. Biding his time. He'd show the world what he had. If they just let him near another computer. The end.